7:42, technology news. Happy New Year, Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Happy New Year to you too. It seems like such a long time ago already.
Are you complaining about that? Were you missing me? Were you missing me?
I did miss you, yeah. But admittedly only by inches, but when I get the site fixed, it'll be fine.
Thank you very much. We're talking about Eddie Braben, comedy scriptwriter. You could actually take over that mantle, I think. Now, big technology news, Fevzi, is something I think we've just got to explain very briefly first. This was the announcement about defects in chips that are within practically every computer and device that could allow them to be hacked or spied upon or somehow perused by people of ill intent. It hasn't happened yet, but it's a serious flaw in just about everything, yeah?
Right. So these are defects in chips. So there are two of them. One is called Meltdown, and it affects Intel processor chips. So Intel chips account for the majority of laptops, desktop computers, internet servers, and so forth. That's called Meltdown. In addition to that, there's another defect called Spectre, which sounds very evil,
rather Bond-esque.
Yeah, I know, doesn't it? And this affects not only Intel chips, but also those made by ARM technology and AMD. And the reason why ARM is important in that is ARM technology is the underlying technology used in most tablets and smartphones, including Apple's own iPads and iPhones, because although they design their own chips, they're all based on ARM technology, which Apple licensed. So what does this mean? This means that these faults render ARM machines vulnerable to being hacked. If someone writes the right code to take advantage of these vulnerabilities, it's possible to make our computers leak information and essentially piece together little bits of information which, taken together, can be passwords or any other information that flows through the processor, and ultimately all information that we have flows through the processor at some point. So if a piece of malware specially written to take advantage of this reaches our computers will be vulnerable and will give up the information. So this is different. I mean, we often hear about security vulnerabilities, don't we? And Microsoft and others always patching their software. But this is different because the vulnerabilities that we normally hear about are in the software. So there's a bug in Microsoft Windows or Mac OS or whatever it is, and they fix the bug and
but
all is good.
This bug, as you say, is in the hardware. It's actually in the chips. Does that mean it's harder to fix?
It means it's impossible to fix. It can only be mitigated. So that vulnerability, think of it this way. This flaw is like us discovering as humans that we all now have a very poor immune system. Yeah. So we can't fix the poor immune system, but what we can do is try and prevent viruses and flu viruses, say, from reaching us.
Right. So it's like finding out that you've got a gene that predisposes you to a particular disease, and then doing things that avoid you getting that disease.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's a weakness, it's a flaw that we have, and a vulnerability. Therefore, so what the companies are rushing to do now is, and actually have been doing for the last 6 months under the cover of secrecy, is to try and put up software walls to prevent certain types of malware reaching our computers. So that's changing the operating systems. It's updating the browser software, because that's one of the main ways in which viruses can reach us is via browsers, and the other applications. This has been known about for about 6 months at least by the companies, who have shared this information under non-disclosure agreements with software companies to allow them to start making those changes.
Okay, but it's still a mess, isn't it? And look, you know that I'm very much into my conspiracy theories and all the rest of it. It makes me think that maybe somebody designed these flaws in. I mean, how could clever people who create systems and create chips have allowed a back door to be open like this through something so fundamental?
The thing is, and the word is fundamental, this has occurred at such a fundamental level. That's why it affects so much, because even chips of different manufacture have certain things in common. You know, it's like they've evolved from a common base, and therefore they share certain things, and one of those ways of working is the flaw. I don't know that this has been done deliberately, and I think also it will be difficult to design out. It's not trivial. So even you know, even computers that we buy in a year or two may still exhibit these flaws. You know, eventually one suspects that they'll find a way not to have them. But
the good news we're being given is that nobody has as yet, no bad operatives, nobody with ill intent has actually used these flaws as far as we know. Now, does that mean that the companies have now got themselves to the stage where the mitigation measures have been so effective that we can be fairly confident that nobody will?
No. Well, first of all, just because we don't know it's happened doesn't mean it hasn't happened. And secondly, all the bad guys sure as hell know about it now, and therefore they'll be setting their software engineers, who are very well paid people, to write the malware. So no, actually the danger begins now, really. We've put up some barriers, we're putting up some more, but whatever barriers you put up, there will always be ways around it. So these vulnerabilities will exist, and what I was going to say is, unlike software vulnerabilities, they can't be coded out. All we try and do is put a moat around things.
They're absolutely fundamental, and we're just going to have to keep watching for updates. I suppose we're in the hands of the big companies, but then most of the time we are. Febzy, the big news also for people like you, for people who are into gadgets and gizmos, is the start of the year is a bit of a dull time in many ways, but not for tech heads, because it's the CES show. This is the big everything gadgets and gizmos show in Vegas, yeah?
Yeah, this is a big consumer electronics show, as you say, in Las Vegas. About 4,000 companies, many of them startups, descending this weekend, arriving in town for CES. So in the coming days, we'll be having it. And it's just interesting to note some of the themes. I mean, we'll cover this in more detail as CES progresses. But some of the themes are interesting. Obviously, artificial intelligence. There's a big war going on between the likes of Amazon and Google in terms of whose AI is going to be preeminent. You know, will it be Echo / Alexa, or will it be Google Home devices? And there's actually a hot war going on between these two companies at the moment. And you see that this is, think of it like the war that was between, you know, VHS and Betamax, you know, these great format wars. This is not quite a format war in the traditional sense, but it's a battle for who will be in control of the technology that controls our homes and our lives. Yeah, you know, because this is whose AI will we be talking to in the future? So everything from fridges to cars to watches to robots, you know, flurry of these devices. So far, Amazon is well ahead, but Google is trying to fight back. So, for example, earlier, LG added Alexa to its range of fridges, but has now added Google Assistant to its TVs. GE has pre-announced a ceiling light that supports both companies' virtual assistants.
All right, so the format war is on, and we'll see evidence of it at the big entertainment show, the CES in Las Vegas, which we will talk about probably next week, Febzy. Thank you very much, Febzy. If people want to connect with you, ask you a tech question, maybe they've got something for Christmas, they don't quite understand it, where can they go?
Come and say hello on Twitter, at Gadget Detective. If you've got a question or you just want to shoot the technological breeze, I'll be there.
Thank you for that, Febzy. Febzy Turkalp is the Gadget Detective, and he returns in 7 days from now here at BBC Radio Berkshire. Talking technology, really concerning, I think, that there is this basic vulnerability in just about everything. And I don't know, presumably it's a good thing that the technology companies haven't told us about this before. They've been telling developers and people in the business so they can make preparations for it. But now the cat's out of the bag, and as Febzy said, you know, what is this going to mean? This means that all the bad guys now know about it if they didn't know about it before, and are going to be unleashing their ways of trying to open up those vulnerabilities in just about every device that we have. 2018, for a whole mess of reasons, is going to be an interesting year.